welcome to another episode of the podcast. How are you? Did you have a nice weekend? I hope you did. I did. I was intoxicated most of the time, but that's where all the fun comes from. When you forget that you have responsibilities, then when you eventually come out of that intoxication, you realize, oh shit, I didn't do things that I was supposed to. And then you kind of learn how to live with that regret. I think this is how every weekend of mine has been for the last, I don't know, 15 years. But, yeah, I got so drunk on Saturday that I missed a rehearsal on Sunday. And that's rude. But not as rude as it could have been under the circumstances. Actually, yeah, I mean, we're working on this Bulgarian theater production. We just started working with it. And we're in the process of figuring out who the actors would be, because we don't have that many Bulgarian actors who can play in Bulgarian language, naturally. And so we have a bunch of people who are just enthusiasts. They just want to do it, but they have no training. And we were trying to figure out who's going to play what, and some people dropped out. Some people were hesitant. And at the end, we figured it out. Okay, you'll be working with this person on that play, and you're going to be working with that person on this other play, and we're going to try to combine them in one show in 6 months from now. So, this Sunday was supposed to be the first actual rehearsal where I kind of come to the, you know, place and sort of start working with my partner, which is this nice lady who is going to be... We're going to play a two-person, one-act play about a poor single mom and a guy who's essentially a park ranger. It sounds weird as fuck, but it's an old Bulgarian play back in the day. Life was hard. Life's hard now. It was harder then. And essentially, this lady is chopping wood to create some sort of structure to dry tobacco on, because apparently that's her business. She's like in the countryside and she has tobacco, and she picks it up, and you gotta dry it up, and then I guess you gotta sell it to the, I don't know, the company that makes cigarettes. That's her business as a single mom. But this park ranger douche shows up and goes, oh, we have no permit to be chopping wood here. I gotta write you a ticket. And so the whole play is about them walking towards the, I don't know, the police or something. I don't know, the police station, the park ranger station. And then eventually they, you know, they start talking and they kind of sort of start to fall for one another, and so there's happy ending in the end. I'm telling you this because you will never see the play, because if you listen to this, you most likely you know, don't speak Bulgarian, or maybe you do, I don't know. If you do, that's a little bit of advertising. Expect this to happen 6 months from now. If you don't speak Bulgarian, well, that's what we're working on. That I overslept hard, and I'm going to be apologizing. I mean, I apologized already, but I'll be apologizing more because it's just a douche move to get drunk and forget that you actually have responsibilities for others. And I usually don't do that, and I hate when people do it. So when I did it, I felt really bad. You don't have to shame me into anything. I'll be apologizing hard. But yesterday, the big news, I guess, was the presidential debate. That's a debate between Hillary Clinton and the Donald Trump. And I don't know, was anyone excited about the debate? Did you not, like, know what's going to happen? Were you kind of thinking, oh, maybe something unexpected will happen? Maybe Donald Trump would all of a sudden become eloquent, thoughtful, and actually lay down ideas that we can all understand and not put himself in the middle of every answer of any question that he's asked, and essentially answering those questions by bragging about his own greatness. I mean, did we expect that this all not gonna happen? And so, yeah, Hillary Clinton, she was like sort of like a mathematical equation of a politician, everything thought out, and you know, probably she has people researched what words affect in a positive way the voters, so she'll carefully phrase everything she says. Yeah, I mean, you kind of know. I didn't watch the debate. I'm just talking out of my ass, but I'm pretty sure I'm accurate. I watched probably 2 minutes of the debate, and it was what I expected. The moderator, whatever they call him, asked Donald Trump something. I don't know what he asked them because he never answered it. He asked him something, and he just started explaining how great he is and how many jobs he created over the years. And not even a solid number. He just says a lot. Like, that's a measurement of something. And he kept going on and on. And the host guy had to pull back and ask him the question again, reminding him that he didn't actually answer it. And at this point, I just stopped it. I'm like, this is bullshit. Why would I watch that? We all know what's going to happen. And this morning, you know, you see the articles and the headlines. And yeah, I mean, nothing crazy happened. One of the articles was saying the debate last night was unprepared man shouting over a prepared woman. Yeah. No shit. What the fuck? Have you not seen those people over the past whatever 6 months? They were campaigning for the preliminaries. Yeah. This is what happens. Donald Trump's strategy was never to be clear on his agenda. He was just shouting loudly and it worked. And what, we want him all of a sudden to change tactics? No, this has been working great. Just gotta do the math. Statistically, how many hillbillies, douchebags there are who are willing to vote and just get their vote. And if they're more than the other sort of more open-minded and pragmatic people who might vote, you win. So you don't have to change strategy. Just figure out how many dummies you can pull on your side. And if that's enough, fuck it. Who gives a shit about politics? People stress out too much over the election. And I probably have talked about this before. Not that anyone cares about my opinion, but it is what it is. And most of the, I mean, no matter what the outcome of the election is going to be, it's not really going to affect us people. I mean, the president, the system in this country has been set in a way that would prevent one person of making major decisions on its own. So it governs the presidential power. And most of the laws actually got to go through Congress in order to be approved. And, you know, naturally, yeah, the president can veto some of the laws, but he doesn't really do that much. He's like a face of a country. Yeah, you know, other countries will laugh at you if you get a dummy. But George Bush was a president for 8 years, and we survived that. I mean, he got into the war, but that was bad. I mean, I came to America in 2006, and that was when Bush was in office. And I know I bought a truck to start a business in late 2008. So 2009, the recession hit. So I've been through the hardest of times, and I'm here to tell you, you can go through it. You know, it's not a big deal. If you're willing to work, you know, it's harder than usual, but you just gotta lower your expectations. You know, I don't know how to deal with that. It doesn't do anything. The president, you know, you just gotta wait it out. I don't care. I don't really care who's president anymore, because they're douchebags in the local government that make all kinds of decisions that are, you know, equally influenced by big businesses who sponsor those motherfuckers, and they actually affect people. No one knows what the local laws say, because no one cares. No one presents those people on TV, those representatives and congressmen, and no one gives a shit. Everyone cares about the presidency, and this is the least the part of the government that the least affects the actual people. So it's all about the big circus, and I don't know. It's the whole problem is with the media too, because, you know, they don't care about the news, they care about ratings. You know, that's the capitalistic society that we live in. So the TV is a business, it's not a government-run institution, it's all private companies. So private companies care about what? Profit. And profit is, there's correlation between profit and ratings, naturally, and so you try to have the highest ratings by showing the most outrageous and provocative and weird things, despite of what their value is for the actual population. You know, you can show me nonsense all day and I'll click to see them if it's entertaining. I might not gain any wisdom out of it, but I will watch it. And that is a problem, because that's what media is these days. It's clicks and all that shit. And people say, oh, Donald Trump kind of had a bunch of free media because of the outrageous things that he said. And he did. Yeah, a lot of people spend millions of dollars, you know, different candidates spend millions of dollars in advertising on TV. And Donald Trump didn't have to do that. He was on the news constantly for the things that he said. And if he did that on purpose, that would have been a genius. And it very well, he could have very well done it on purpose. He's been on TV for a while. He probably knows what people respond to. He goes, okay, let's feed them the bullshit that they want to hear. I'll just turn it up to 11, and people will get outraged, but a solid portion of the population will go yay. And then I don't know. I mean, it's not about the candidate. It's about the people. If you have people who see those two circus acts and go, oh shit, this is not good, and start protesting the whole system, I don't know, require a referendum of something, of some sort, like, oh, we need new candidates, we don't like those, we're just going to vote a referendum to just delete those, bring new ones in. No one does that. People get outraged over, you know, a football player who's kneeling during the anthem, and I don't know, what bathrooms should transgender people use? Because, you know, God forbid you send your kid in there and, we might get mouth fuck, which never happened ever. But I guess that's a fear. Yeah. If these are your fears, you know, so irrational, I'm wondering what your dreams are. You just wander around and go, ooh, someone's going to fuck my kid, and ISIS is coming to wherever, Little Rock, Arkansas, to cut off the head of the Catholic priest who, you know, I have no idea what I'm going with this, but I'm just trying to say is people should, I don't know, get more educated, more rational, and just have real priorities about what they value in life. And if you want a great country, you should require more of your representatives in government, more than just shouting show with no substance. You should require numbers and shit from them. Every debate, it should be just a boring, nerdy numbers fest. That's what every debate should be. And I've talked about debates because I, what they are, they don't solve problems. They're just competition of who can twist the argument their way, which is weird, but that's how they teach you. I was listening, I think it was the Radiolab podcast. They were talking about, they were following that debate team. It's a high school debate team of two kids. And they were explaining how those debates happen and how you win them. And it has nothing to do with logic or solving a problem. No, it's just about just who's gonna, I don't know, twist the whole topic. And sometimes you change the topic and debate about something else that you want to debate on. Sometimes they don't even debate on the original point. Most of the time they start with it and then it just goes and goes and goes. You can go in through five different other subjects by the end of the debate. So it's all bullshit. That's what I'm trying to say. And I don't know. Is that too depressing? I have no idea. I mean, you know what? When I'm depressed, I go on Facebook and see the silly posts people do. And I don't know. I have this thing. Maybe you have it too. When I see something so corny and cheesy and stupid, I gotta make a noise with my mouth that just for my own satisfaction. Like if it's not enough that my brain realizes what I just read, but I need my body to react to it so I can feel satisfied in my mockery of whatever the thing was. I don't know. What I read was someone wrote, a king only bows to his queen. And when you hear something like that, my entire body went, shit, like this weird noise, like which means no shit, motherfucker. I didn't need to read this morning. That brings me, that brings no value to my day or future. It just, and that is important because people just decide something is gonna sound cool and somehow true and empowering and stuff, but sometimes it has no value in it, but people react. I react the way I do, but most people would react, go, yeah, oh shit, that makes sense, bro. And that's good. But what that points to is that people often react based on, I don't know, the way things sound more than what things actually are. And I don't know if that might sound confusing, but you've heard the expression buzzwords. That's what that is, really. All of those empowering statements and blah, 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 blah. People read like quotations and share them on Facebook. That's, you know, a lot of them are cool sounding one. You know, they phrased eloquently and nicely, but it's oftentimes there's, yeah, what are you saying here? Well, some weird metaphor about life that only you, you know, discovered. Who gives a fuck? You know, everyone's equally fucked in this life. We don't need you to pull out some quotations from... But people react to this. And who uses that? Politicians. That's what they do. They take phrases like this that they know, you know, bring some emotion out of you and just throw them at you. Every interview, every debate, it's just a lot of phrases like this. And people go like, oh yeah, that sounds cool to me. Even though it has not, there's no information behind it. There's no actual marrow. I don't know. I guess that's how I tied up the two topics together today. Bullshit statements and the debate. And that's, oh shit, I did 20 minutes of talking. I gotta go to work, man. Shit. I might record another podcast in the truck today for the truckers podcast part. All right, I'll talk to you later in the week then. Bye. See ya.